Columns of fighter jets roared overhead as the leaders of the NATO member states met on the second and final day of their annual summit in Newport, Wales. The alliance's Secretary-General, Anders Fogh Rasmussen, held a press conference announcing the creation of a so-called spearhead force, a series of operating bases in Eastern Europe with thousands of NATO fighters stationed in them. The move will be met with anger in Russia, which earlier this week moved to lessen tensions in Ukraine by drawing up a seven-point peace plan designed to end the fighting between pro-Russian militias and the pro-Western Kiev regime.
I think this is a very dangerous situation, and a crisis takes place against the backdrop of 30 years of NATO expansion eastward. Obviously, in 1989, U.S. Secretary General James Baker said NATO won't expand an inch eastward, but actually has expanded. And what we're seeing in Ukraine really is you have different powers intervening in different ways. And this is creating a very dangerous situation of ethnic and national polarization.
Another provocative measure announced by Rasmussen was what he called substantive measures that would see Georgia eventually inducted as a full NATO member, potentially bringing a NATO military presence onto another of Russia's borders. The summit's leaders also stated that they would be ready to offer assistance to Iraqi forces fighting against ISIL militants in the country. When pressed, they didn't specify what form it would take, but pointed to training and capacity building. For some, however, these measures will have no impact when some of the alliance's closest partners in the region have aided the rise of such groups.
You know, we hear, obviously, the news about these terrible beheadings, but a key Western ally in the region, Saudi Arabia, one of the most armed free countries in the Middle East, has seen every day, virtually every day in August for the first 3 weeks, beheadings taking place. And it seems that the absolute monarchies in the region are actually in various ways fueling ISIS.
Amid the sirens and lights of heavy police escorts, NATO's leaders were whisked away to head home. For many, they leave the summit intent on ratcheting up tensions where calm is needed, while ignoring the actions of some member states and allies and fueling extremism across the world. Issa Ali for Press TV in Newport.